action.
And Alice Tyner, size doesn't matter. Like, it's, we're taking shots?
I don't know what we're doing.
I'm waiting because I'm good for a minute.
I'll take a shot.
I'm not going to let you take a shot alone because that's bad luck, even though we're all in there.
You backwash.
You just threw it back in there. He's a spitter.
Oh, my God.
Spitters are quitters.
Oh, shit.
Wacko, let us know when we're ready.
Are we on?
Oh, oh, we're on.
All right, cool.
Welcome to Streets Cover Season 4, Episode 12, Dose. And, you know, this sweet man.
Beautiful.
Right, beautiful.
Thanks for having me today, guys. I appreciate it.
Appreciate you.
Got you guys. I love what you guys are doing.
We appreciate you coming on the last time with Little Dave, and we're almost at 300,000 views already.
Yeah.
Because you're pretty face, obviously.
No, really, obviously, that's it.
Yeah, you're really handsome. No. But I felt like you didn't talk too much the last episode you were on, so we want to get you, and I felt like people couldn't get your personality, you know, coming often, that kind of shit, so you want to get
they
you back.
Hear that shit.
And then Burn has been bugging, like, get G-Money on, get G-Money on, like, super, like, wet over.
No, my DMs are, like, blown up, and I'm like, who is this? She don't even like meat. What is she hitting me up for?
She don't like meat.
Cut so, that one out, yeah? I just played.
Remember last
play,
episode?
Play it twice.
Remember last episode you were on, you were like, hey, could you edit that one part out?
Yeah, and he just like...
Talking to Mike, idiot.
He didn't.
I told Wacko to edit it out. I go, nah, I'm going to leave it. We'll
That's
leave
cool.
It.
That, keep it real.
So we're supposed to have... well, Carlos, it was a surprise. Carlos is a guy that I got... Oh, man. Should I tell
He's
story?
A douchebag who was cheating on his wife.
Wow.
And so she stopped sleeping with him, and then he cheated on her again and got caught.
So I guess we're going to let him tell a story next week.
So she stopped
fucking
having
him.
Sex with him, so this he cheated on her again? So the second cheat's not a cheat.
Yeah, but yes.
Well, let me tell you.
It's not.
Let me tell you real fast.
Wait, is that what he did?
He's been married to a chick for 10 years. He had a kid 2 years ago. He could count in two hands how many times he had sex in 2 years.
Because
it's going to happen.
You got to.
But what came first? Like, but like, she stopped sleeping with him because he was cheating. She stopped sleeping with him because he was cheating.
We don't.
But why? Don't why she stay then?
Because she has why kids she, and she wasn't working
bullshit.
And she wasn't motivated and she was insecure.
She wasn't
she stayed because of that.
What?
If she wasn't going to do that was and that she was living a miserable
Richard
life, she, her ass could have left. Her ass could have left. She could have just gone out. She didn't have to stay for two more years and put...
I know exactly what it was.
But he could have left too. I understand that.
Listen, guys. Let me tell you guys. He's coming on next week.
Oh, ooh. I can't.
With Jay Valentino.
I won't be here next week.
I know you're going to be in New York or something, right?
Hey, you want to take my spot next week?
Yeah, I'll
you're
do it.
Have to.
Okay. So, awesome. Ooh.
You can wear my jersey, too.
Fuck, man.
Are you
shit.
Mad at his jersey? I thought he wore it on purpose.
I think he did. Because we were going to have a talk after this whole podcast right now.
Is he not fucking like the Fresh Prince throwing over the fucking shit? Ah! Jazzy Jazz.
Entanglement.
So, so that's it. It's going to be a fun episode. Today's going to be a fun episode, and it's going to be funner. Is that a word, funner? Or is it more fun?
No, more fun.
No, funner.
More fun. Funner.
Funner.
More funner.
Funner. You're way more
funner.
You're funner.
When you say more fun, obviously you're not funner. So I'm glad.
This is true.
The people that say funner are like badass. Like, we don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
Like, there's no rules.
So next week we're going to have fucking funner. It's going to be fucking sick.
Fuck yeah.
So it's the fun ones sicker. Make up words. I get it.
Yeah.
I see. First. And they don't drink shots.
Yeah. Whoa. She's throwing you under the bus. Out of nowhere, you're down? That was badass.
Did you see that?
Wait,
no, that's all it takes.
That just happened right now.
You don't do shots.
No, he doesn't.
He's growing up.
And that's Hennessy, too.
It's so smooth.
I feel like a rapper.
I feel like anything's possible now.
Hey,
come here often.
Boom.
Guys. Boom. Write that one down.
So we're going to...
You better trademark that shit.
Should.
Oh, fuck. Talking to the mic. Look it. So this weekend, I went to Zion, Utah. Amazing. If you haven't went to Zion,
Utah... Is that a gay
bar? Fuck.
No. I don't know. I don't know where you go on the weekend.
It's in Utah.
Oh, so it's like where they all bone each other.
Oh, dude.
What's that called in?
Mormons? It's called jail.
Yeah.
No, it's called jail.
They're like...
Mormons.
Yeah, but they all like... They have like a bunch of wives, right?
Yeah, yeah. They're geniuses. You think about it.
No, I went there one time, right?
Oh.
And
they're geniuses.
Yo, it was. I was on Fridays.
Now having multiple wives is geniuses.
Now over there, no.
He was talking shit last week.
Yeah.
Totally. When you're in Utah, girl, it's
now
the best.
It's geniuses.
And I was like, I want
okay,
that shit.
I took a shot.
I'm a different
Anything's
guy.
Possible.
Anything's possible.
I'm a different guy.
There's a little bit of alcohol, and he's like,
I was out of line.
I think
it's
my wives.
So let me tell you my trip.
Okay, tell him.
So he went there, and it was just fun. We had like a lot of funner over there. It was good. I went with my parents and then my brother, his fiance, and my cousin, Anna Nicole, and her daughter from Colorado. We went, it was fun. We got stranded in the middle of the desert on the razors. It was cool.
Yeah, I saw that shit.
Magic razors to the desert?
Yeah. And y'all didn't have enough fucking like water, huh?
Not a
in
scooter.
The fucking desert.
I know, but the razor, or you took a...
No, it was like a...
Like the...
Do that again?
You do like this?
She's like, young jock is going down.
No. Razor or like...
The white girls just like going down.
Yeah. It's way off. Just stand, like in Santa Monica, and you just stand on it. It's a razor.
No, a scooter in the desert?
That's why I said...
Oh, my God. No, I took like they're like
you
sand
said
dunes.
Razor.
They're like they're
razors
like,
is what they call
they're like dune buggies.
It's like a dune buggy.
You just ride them.
What?
Right?
Yeah, it's like a third wife.
The third wife in Utah. They call her the razor. So they all just jumped on her. Oh, she's down. My, call her.
Over my Zion Utah trip. I had a whole story to tell you guys.
No,
it was
no,
cool.
No, no, no.
Story.
I had your scooter
in
the
desert. Come on.
So go on. So you were on.
We got stranded. And that's it, man. I took a friend with me.
Yeah.
Like a female friend?
Yeah.
Like with
like
everything?
A funner friend?
Oh, really? Yeah.
Like with female parts down there?
Oh, my God.
I don't know. Like, what kind of... You've been on one lately.
On what?
Anything. You've been drinking. You've been doing
possible,
a lot of
remember?
Stuff, Rocky.
It was your birthday. What'd you do for your birthday?
No, like, no. We're ruining whole Rocky's
no,
story.
Like,
I had this whole story planned to say.
No.
Like,
all right. I'm going to be quiet.
Us.
See, that's why you don't invite me.
We're listening.
While you're talking, I'm going to have a shot with Nala.
I would take my shot by myself.
You don't come here often,
no, tell me. We're listening.
Oh, just us. So
fucking Brock this whole
we're on a date.
Yeah.
We're on a date.
We're at a vegan restaurant.
Oh, my God.
I hate sausage.
Oh, man. I don't even... Listen. I don't even know what... Fuck my... It was fun. I had a lot of funner. How was your birthday?
I want to hear about your weekend and you.
I'll text you or some shit. How was your birthday, though?
So me and Mike's husband alternate weeks. So I had my kids this week, so okay. It wasn't too wild.
Okay, it's not your story.
So
jeez.
I went to Big Bear with my kids. We hung out.
Ooh, Big Bear's badass.
Yeah, we went up there. We walked around.
On the lake?
We ate. No.
In Big Bear.
A lot
Big
of stuff
Bear.
Was still closed, yeah. So we went up there. The lake was open, but we were trying to, there was like escape rooms up
the
there.
The lakes
like
were the, open?
The lakes were open.
Oh, lakes.
We have the ropes so you can go through the trees and shit.
You're still stuck in Zion
closed.
Right now.
So
you're
like high part Big Bear. Like.
Yeah.
Right.
So I went up there on my actual birthday, and then yesterday,
happy birthday.
Yeah, I went and hung out with my mom and my stepdad, and we just like drank and hung out and watched movies with my kids, because I had my kids this week. So this weekend I'm kid-free, so I'm going to hang out with some friends, and I like board
my
games and
friends.
Cards and stuff.
You
shut the fuck
shit.
Up. Fuck. So we're going we're gonna to drink and play board
cool
games.
Brother.
And fun.
Now about a bike. No, didn't edit that part out, Wacko.
No.
Novel
bought
what?
A black and white bike. Don't forget, no.
Novel bought a dyke.
It's a soft tail.
A soft tail dyke. And he rides it all day.
Oh, my God.
So
he's wearing her clothes right now.
Oh, shit. No, he bought a bike.
Oh, my God.
Tell me about your bike. No. Don't make a face at me. No. Wait, no, is it not true?
I can't say that on podcast right now.
Because his mom don't want him to have a boy. He's in trouble.
Fucking heart attack.
I swear.
Really?
He can't park at his house.
I know, those mom.
Really?
We're editing all this out.
Oh,
so we're editing the part you got
a
bike.
Bicycle. Yeah. A bicycle.
And so, Novel, what'd you do? You had your kids this weekend? What'd you do? So, Novel, what'd you do this weekend? Nothing?
I
know you are.
I worked. You know me. Rocky's always
do
like...
Do we really?
No, Rocky's always like, you need to take a day off.
Yeah.
I don't take days off.
Are we going to have to edit just the whole thing?
No.
Out?
This is funny, though.
This is the best.
I don't know.
Rocky can't drink anymore.
I didn't do nothing. It's him. I'm a rat.
I know.
I 69 you.
Whoa.
I mean, not like the rapper, like rat.
I'm done.
I 69 you.
I'm not signing that contract next week.
We'll still get some fucking serious. Wacko.
Fucking hot in here.
You okay?
Oh, fuck. Are you burping me? The fuck?
You're looking like a little
ask
baby.
Ask the question again.
You better breast me first.
Yeah. Burp ask me. The question again.
Oh, shit.
It is amazing.
It is. Listen.
Wait, you know what, Chris, what I did?
Yeah, I was going to say. What'd you do?
Like, what the? This is the worst.
All right. Let's do this. Let's do like the white girl thing. Good call.
I don't know why I did that. That was stupid.
He's not going to end nothing. He's not going to do it for no reason.
Yeah, I'm just doing it every 5 seconds. Oh, this means edit every time you're out. Everything stupid I say, hey, wacko. Oh my God.
Fuck. Oh, so I don't know how to get in serious. Kind of, we have
You look so red and horny right now.
He does. He looks red and horny.
Maybe it's the reflection.
Wait, so what the fuck did G-Money do? What did you do this weekend?
I was in Vegas. One of a good brothers of mine.
Banging hookers and Mooch doing cocaine.
Mooch had proposed to this lady. I know he's watching right now, so congratulations, Mooch. No, there was not really like any like hookers that were down for a decent price. So they all knew. They saw saw that I had my like EDD card, they knew I was balling. And they like they wanted more.
Shit. Do they charge you more because you're not circumcised or...
I am circumcised. Oh. Luckily, my parents cared. all the non-circumcised fools are all mad.
Unsubscribe.
With my extra skin, yeah. but no, I don't know if they charge more or less. You know what I'm saying? Yes. They probably do more for cheaper.
It's funner.
It's funner. Yeah. Oh but yeah, I was in Vegas and I had a good time.
Wacko. We have any questions?
Are there any callers?
Wacko, do you have a microphone on you?
No. Miss B, you got to take your shot.
Oh, I've taken a
few.
No, yeah, take the shot.
This is what I feel like. I feel like he wants to make sure he wins. I feel like it's your birthday
and you're not taking your shot.
Podcast.
He wants to win debates, so he's trying to make sure that I'm off my A game.
That's fine, but you still haven't taken your shot.
I'll take a little bit.
Who's taking a fucking shot with me then?
The Rock took one already.
I'll never
Who's still got alcohol
back out, and I'll do a little bit for you.
You taking one?
That sounded bomb, huh? Damn, that's
non-vegan.
I'm already way up on you. Take one with me. You didn't take a birthday shot with me.
I just took one with you. What are you talking about? I took two. Then you should have taken it when I had it.
So we had a lot of people to hit us up about questions. Guys, shut up.
Hold on. Wait, are we doing this? Never mind.
No, she got to take it.
I know. I'm going to do it with her. Come on.
This is a weird podcast.
Okay. What? I know.
So balls.
I fuck up the
We're
whole
gonna get into the important shit right now, okay? Fucking okay. Cheers.
Thank you.
No, hold on. Rocky, give me your shit.
Rocky's already fucked up.
But he looks bomb.
He's only a little bit low.
You want to know the funniest part about that? I've never seen Wayne's
Cheers.
World.
Happy
so I just
birthday.
Watched you guys.
Really?
I was like, what do I do? What? I've never seen that.
Are we editing all this out?
Yeah. No, we're not.
Cheers.
Yes. Cheers. Happy birthday to me. Cheers.
Yeah. Like 20 minutes and we're gonna be asleep on the table.
There you go. Okay, listen.
We're not sponsored by Hennessy or anything. It's just our choice to drink.
Go Michi Company.
7-Eleven Media Group.
Okay, ready. Okay. Wacko, I know we had a lot of people that hit us up. Can we do like a random I don't know what you want to talk about, so can we do like a random thing? Question? Let's answer a question. Or why do you keep burping me for?
I feel like it you know, wakes up your soul. Are you okay?
She wants to wake up your soul.
Damn, okay.
That sounded bomb. Boom. Wish somebody thing. Wanted to wake up my soul. That sounds really caring, you know?
I'll wake up your soul.
Oh!
you want to wear my shirt?
Fuck no.
Get her funnier. Okay, Wacko, first question. Do the thing.
Hey, real quick, Rocky didn't finish his shot, and I'm putting this on the whole fucking podcast right now.
No birthday shot.
Bamboozled right now. Look it.
Don't make me call you.
And I know that was shady, but
why would you do that?
Hey, he just 6'9" you.
Why'd you do that?
Because you're trying to hide it.
Don't call me.
Now you know what? No one say anything until Rocky finishes it. Just look at him. Awkwardly.
It's my fucking birthday. Really?
Damn.
Yeah, she went to Big Bear. And you're acting like a big...
That's your boo.
I haven't drank all week. It's my fucking birthday. Look at you. Sipping on a shot.
You get aggressive when you drink.
Thank you.
I never heard someone moan.
I'm about to see a different Rocky now.
Okay. Oh, shit.
Let's do a podcast. Mary, one time I got stoned on a podcast.
Yes.
Was it
bad? And I didn't talk at all.
Oh, shit.
Imagine that.
He sat there looking at the microphone the whole time.
Wacko.
Oh, no.
When is it going to kiss me?
Well, I don't think... I'm not into that affirmative action bullshit or equal rights. Maybe equal rights.
No, equal rights is cool, bro.
It's cool. If you want to be equal, I guess. Yeah.
Let him have his argument.
Hold on. We
go ahead.
Okay.
All right. I didn't mean to cut you off.
But you did.
All right, go on.
Okay, finish. So as far as affirmative action, like, I don't think how we all see the movie American History X. Yes. That's a bad fucking way to go. Hold on. Let me not read that. That's racist. We're not going to edit that part out. So, like,
all the black subscribers are like just stopping now.
I'm just saying, like, I don't think, like, for I'll give you an example as far as the girls, same jobs. Okay. I can name a few jobs that girls shouldn't do that guys do professionally. Mm-hmm. And I can't really name any jobs that a girl does that a guy can't do.
It's because you're sexist.
No, it's not sexist. It's being a realist. I keep it real. So I think, like I don't think.
Wait, what jobs?
No, okay, a firefighter.
Firefighter.
And why? I want to know your reason.
Okay, I'll give you one example. Mm-hmm. If my son is in a burning building, do I want to, or G Money? Let's say G Money's in a burning building. Is it a girl to go over there and rescue him and pick? Like, do you want a girl go rescue you and try to pick you up if you're no. like unconscious? Like if, let's be real.
Yes.
Okay. Let's be real. A bed on fire already, like
chlamydia.
Yeah. Just 69 me will die together.
Yeah.
Yeah. But okay. With that, I would say.
Oh God.
Look. If. Go ahead.
Yeah. No. Go, okay, monster.
So, wait, do you? Okay. So I want to say a couple things. Would you like to say something first?
Oh, she didn't about to go off.
So first off, you do realize that to be a firefighter isn't. Insanely competitive job.
Of course.
The training that you go through is insane. And there's no law that says that you have to hire a woman. If you're a woman firefighter, then you passed that academy. That means that you proved that you're strong enough. Now, let me tell you this, because I'm 100% positive that the reason you think women shouldn't be a firefighter is because of their stature, which not every woman is my fucking size. I get it. I'm very small. I'm very petite. I'm not trying to be a fucking firefighter.
You're pretty. Okay, we get
it. If you were to find a man that were my stature and put us both in that academy, make us both train, we'd both be equals. I can be just as strong as him. Now, there's women that are taller than me, obviously, who are stronger than me. But let me say this. If your argument is that women are too small and not strong enough, and you don't want busting into a building and saving your life, then you should make the rule that any man that's petite, any man that's under 6 feet,
absolutely.
Any man that doesn't weigh a certain amount should not be a fucking firefighter.
Agree.
1,000%.
Absurd. Agree with you.
1,000% on that part.
There are petite-ass men busting into buildings because they've been trained and they're strong that are saving fucking lives. So why can't a fucking woman?
I don't know. I don't see petite firefighter men
so
either,
So a six-foot woman... Can be a firefighter, but not a 5'2" woman. Is that what you're saying?
I'm
saying Rocky's argument.
Me, you don't want me saving your life. I get it. I'm fucking small.
I'm just saying, the person with the most talent should get the job, regardless.
Thank you.
Yes,
but no, we're talking about affirmative action. Affirmative action is where a certain race or a certain gender or whatever has to be.
Get a job.
No.
Yes.
Okay, yes, let me educate you.
Yes, it does.
Let me educate you.
Firefighters, they do have to do that.
Let me educate you.
1,000%.
Let me educate you. Affirmative action does not mean that it is a rule. It doesn't mean that you have to hire a certain amount. It means that there is a goal to hire the certain amount. It means that you have to at least make an effort to bring women in.
So
at least
do you
make
think, real quick, can I talk for a little bit? Do you think a woman firefighter has gotten a job over a man that was way qualified,
more qualified?
Because that's what we're talking about.
Okay, from an accident. Then yes.
So has gotten the job because she was a woman?
Let me tell you this. No, I don't. Because she's a woman, absolutely not. Because it's not
then
a rule.
Then I know we're bullshitting right now, 100%.
There's no
because
rule
I know for a fact. Then why isn't there a whole...
You have to.
Then why isn't there more women firefighters?
There's 4% women in the fire department. Did you know that? Most departments have zero women.
That's too much.
Some have one.
To be honest.
Some have one. Most have zero. Because it's not a rule.
But I think it's just
this
job specifically.
They're saying you have to give them a
fucking chance. It's this job specifically.
Yes. Like cops? And this job specifically.
There could be women cops all around.
There should be. Okay. Yeah. This search girls.
Yes.
In the fire department. Yes.
No, you're right. They have to do.
In the fire department.
Because then the girls do illegal shit and they need to.
Exactly.
Yeah. In the fire department, there is no rule saying that you have to hire women.
This.
That's why most firefighters don't have women.
Let's get over. Let's get over firefighters.
The academy and they pass it and they become a firefighter.
Ooh, thank you. Okay, let's get over to firefighter stuff. Why is it cool for women reporters go in guys' locker rooms after the game, but guys can't go in a girl's locker room after a fucking game? High five. Let's go.
Boom.
Let's go. Let's fucking go.
Wait a fucking minute.
Oh wow,
let me tell you, women go in the male's locker room. They do it all the fucking time.
That's what
I know,
he just said.
Said
what you say?
But a guy can't go to a girl locker room.
You know what?
Equal rights.
No, it doesn't have equal rights.
Tell me why, please.
Okay, I'll tell you why.
We're perverts?
Yeah. For one,
why is it there are men?
For one, there's no rule saying that you can't. But the fact that most men would probably there's make a rules. Woman I'm pretty sure there's rules. No,
but you know
none.
What? The men understand their...
You know what?
I'm we're classy.
We're classy. That's not for us.
I'm going to go in. When it opens up again, I'm going to be the reporter for Street Scholars. I'm going to go in all the women's locker rooms.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we're going to do this.
Don't be creepy and it'll be fine.
No, of course.
So it's creepy if he does it, but it's not creepy when a girl does it.
Oh my goodness. Do you think she's slapping your ass and grabbing your balls?
We do that? Why would the reporter walk in like this? Like, yeah. I've never seen any reporter just walking in fucking doing the fucking cowboy on a fucking...
What?
Yeah, oh, see, man. And that's sad that you think of men that way.
I don't.
Because you're vegan. She's sexist.
Yeah, and
sexist vegan.
For one, I'm not sexist. And for two, I never said that shit. I have no problem with men going into a female's locker room. As long as it's not going to be fucking creepy.
You should, though, because that's creepy.
I have no problem with a woman. As long as it's professional.
It shouldn't happen.
As long as you're professional.
It shouldn't happen. They could send a woman reporter to go fucking interview the women in the fucking...
And send the men to interview the men.
Yes. I think that's fair. It's like if you go to
a
gym.
I'm not opposed to that, but I think there's no problem otherwise. As long as you're professional. If you're a creep, then you're a fucking creep. You can't change that.
Give me working there in period.
Real fast. Give me a job, profession, that a girl does, a girl profession that a guy can't do.
Victoria's Secret model.
There's none, but also I believe there's no profession a man does that a woman shouldn't do.
All right, let's get into
it. Firefighter?
A bigger...
No, we won that already. Like,
you shit.
Take it to
we
the...
Won.
Take,
we
nah,
won.
High five if hold you on. Won. No, let's take it to a higher level.
I didn't fucking lose shit.
You lost. Why could you do points?
The only women that are...
Is there a scoreboard right here?
Can we have a scoreboard?
The only females that are firefighters right now...
Oh, do you care me? I'm not here to help you, little baby.
And they're able to do the exact same as every fucking man. Do you know the drills that they have to do? And if they don't pass it, they're not becoming
a fire camp.
And no one's telling them that you have to make a woman be a fucking firefighter. They have to pass
it's
that
different.
Test.
You know how many cholos are not getting jobs that went to fire camp?
That is true.
Sexes. Still can't get a fucking job when they get out.
Affirmative action.
Give me a point for that.
Was banned in California, by the way, thank as you. Well. But when it wasn't banned, did it make a woman a fucking firefighter?
Let me ask you a question then.
And give them the fucking chance.
Let me ask you a question then.
And if they're able to pass the test as well as you, then why the fuck can't they be a firefighter?
Then why isn't there girl jails doing fire camp?
Why aren't there what?
And girl jails, girl prison. How come they're not doing fire camps?
The fuck is a fire camp?
When you go to jail.
Fire camp?
I've never been in jail. The fuck are we talking about? What the fuck is a fire camp?
You know what I'm talking about, huh?
It's where they let prisoners or inmates go and...
They do all the brush fires.
They get to work.
All the big fires.
Oh, they
so
go
when there's real
the
fires,
yeah.
They're
yes,
out there
I
actually...
Didn't know they did those.
But girls ain't doing that.
The last
because
big fire down...
no,
they
asked the girls, and the girls said they didn't want to do it.
Then she's lazy as shit.
No, all the girls, 100%, they voted.
Like every girl in the world.
Well, okay. You expect every woman to do every job that everyone else wants to do.
No, give her a point
because
we lied. Take a point away from us because we lied.
Wait, hold on. Do y'all think a woman can be president?
Yeah, get a bandana on.
1,000%. I wouldn't mind a woman president.
Not at all. Of the United States.
Oh, I thought you meant of like a club, like a girls club. No, I'm joking with you. The United States, fuck yeah. Like, I wouldn't mind at all a woman president.
I don't care.
At all. I mean,
it don't matter who's president anyways. They don't say so. I'm going to get into that.
But still, it would be badass to be like, oh, that we live to see a woman being president.
Yeah.
That's
would
one
that
thing.
Would that bother you?
Not
Rocky?
At all. Not me. I don't care who's president. I don't think a president has any say so what they do anyways. They're just
but
a,
still, now you're taking away from
they're a scapegoat.
But it's hard to become a president and... I
know I don't want a girl president to get all in a rag and they push the button for nuclear bombs.
Oh,
they're like,
my
I'm
gosh.
I'm sorry, what?
I'm just sorry. Take a point from me, please. Take a point from me.
I'm not on Rocky's team with this. I'm over here. I'm just switching teams right now. Team vegan.
Take a point away from me. What?
Yeah, no. Damn.
Women, I apologize. And you know, most of her viewers are girls.
Yes.
I apologize.
But say romantically.
I apologize.
Hey, can you put like some slow jams in the back?
Do the smolder that he does in his photos.
Who was that? That's we know it wasn't yours because it sounded good.
When would she moan when we took a shot? Who was with the... I thought it was Macho Man. Savage.
Step into your Slim Jim. Break your kneecap.
So I think we won the whole girl thing. That was a good question.
No.
We'll call it a draw.
Can't
win that.
Wait, we have a new assistant makeup girl. Who won that? Because she's a girl. You're sexist. Fire. Sexist. Somebody call Kira. If Kira Mia was here, she would be fucking on your side probably.
Yeah, I know she would, because what I'm saying is true.
No, because it would be hard to like go against women. Like it's tough. It's but tough. At the end, I mean, like,
they're
I
fragile. Love where you're going. They're fragile.
I love where you're going with it.
What?
Like,
what?
I respect.
I'm sorry, what? I know a lot of fragile ass motherfucking men.
Wow. You look straight at novel, man.
Fucking why did you say novel? You said that.
Wow.
She looked straight at novel.
I didn't know.
Yeah, you did. And it's funny when we're taking the shot. She's like, "Where's Fragi?" And we're like, yeah.
"Who's Fragi?"
We didn't even know who you're talking about, but we get it now.
That was a good.
I know a lot of.
That was a good conversation. People who won, you can just leave a comment on there. Be nice a little bit.
We'll delete all the ones that
vote are for stupid. we get some mean ones sometimes on those comments. I don't like reading them. Ronald reads them all the time.
No, when last time I was on, I was reading a few of them, and I was like, all right, I'm going to stop.
The way you talk, I'm not surprised, Rocky.
Jesus.
Is there more Hennessy?
Wow. Okay, Wacko.
There's no more. Anything's possible.
Oh,
Wacko, next question, please. Yeah, that was a really good round. We're winning so far. Really You're, good.
I'll let you believe it.
And it's not doing points that. For now. I'll like, every episode, we get points.
We have a lot
Wait,
of points.
Wait, I...
You didn't say anything.
I know, loser.
You guys were talking.
You know,
my
mom's a girl.
She was my firefighter.
I want to know your opinion.
Where? I think a woman could be a firefighter.
Are you recording this? Are you recording this? I want to hear.
Y'all was talking the whole time when I try to explain.
Okay, I'm ready. I'm ready.
No, it's not even on camera. Not even.
I'm just saying. Like we think. I know they can. But do you think that there's guys more qualified that could take that fucking holler?
Oh, my God.
Not even close.
Not even a little bit.
Oh, there's not one girl in this fucking world that could beat my ass. I'll tell you that right now. Like, it's not possible.
I bet you there motherfucking is.
Ronda Rousey can't beat your ass?
No, not at all. 1,000%. If I saw Ronda Rousey, I would beat her fucking ass. Not even
I would too. Record this. Record.
No, it's not even close.
I don't care how good a fight Ronda Rousey is. I'll bomb on her.
No, yes.
I'll bomb on her.
There's a big difference.
Big difference.
I'm like... 0-50 with women
right
now.
I can bet Maddie if I took 1 50? Female like firefighter right 50 and now and put them against you, they should beat you. 69.
No, there's no girl on a planet that could beat G-Money up. It's impossible. That's stupid.
I'll tell you right now.
That's dumb.
A female firefighter right now would beat your ass.
No, a firefighter?
She's had.
Oh, no. Because she's too busy watching the men save the fires and on the truck, like... Point.
Give a point.
That's be two. That's
two,
a three point.
Two points. It's like 13-2 right now.
Like Kobe came and fucking yeah. Switched that one.
He's going a roll right now. What's up, Kier? Me and he ain't here though.
And I will still like that was different. Like the whole physical thing.
You okay, buddy?
I understand.
I'm gonna stab you.
Oh, I'll play threat me with a good time. Hey, you're funner.
I know. You're funner when you're faded.
Okay, so we won that for sure. That was
1,000%.
For sure.
Yeah.
No. My girl cops for sure. There should be girl cops. I don't know about
girl cops.
Yeah, that's awesome. My cousin drove girl cops.
I love there should always awesome. And you know what? Like I've been pulled over plenty of times.
Women
yeah,
cops.
Women, thank you.
With fucking a not I've blocker. All right, I've been pulled over many a times with not male cops.
Uh-huh.
Women. And they've always been way cooler. I love
super cool, because you're handsome, obviously.
Yeah, no, exactly. They pull up and then like it's always this side, they see the dimple and they're like, damn, this fool's bomb. Like and their natural woman instincts come out like, damn, should I just...
The predator. Pull? The predator. Yeah. They're predators.
Wow.
Like, they're lioness. Lioness are going to hunt.
Yes, really.
They're lioness.
Hakuna Matata.
Yeah. It means a wonderful thing. It does. It means no worries.
For the rest of your days.
Give us points. We want more points.
We're
doing it. Hey, you're growing. You're growing, helping you over there.
The girls are doing bad today.
You can fuck off. Not true. I win more.
Are you trying to bite her?
Yeah.
Hakuna Matata.
Hakuna Matata.
She don't because they're vegan. Hakuna Matata.
Oh, yeah.
Can you say it? Is that a cucamonga?
That's a cucamonga.
Okay, listen.
Wow.
Yeah. Next question, Wacko, please.
At your mama's house?
What? She's not mad at me now, huh? You lost points for using a your mama joke. And you're going to be upset when you meet her. Like, oh, I was talking about you the first day I met her.
Okay, listen.
I'm getting extra hot now. Oh, my God. I'm bothered.
That was a good question. That was a good question. I know you want to snap, but... I'll snap first. I don't want to snap, but like.
Well, go with the question, Chris.
The question, you've seen it right there. The question was, what do you think about like baby mama using her kid as a weapon, like for the baby daddy? Like, oh, you can't see him or give you money, blah, blah, blah. First of all, your kid isn't like a, I don't know. You want to start off
a
somebody?
A pawn. Oh, a child isn't a pawn.
It's not a weapon.
Absolutely.
You don't own the kid.
She's not a pawn.
1,000%.
You do own the kid till they're 18.
No. Basically, you don't. Baby's
he's
mom
on a girl side
does
today.
Not
crazy.
Own the child. Period. I mean, because the end of the day, the child's are little human beings, it's and America. They deserve to have both parents involved in their life, even 100%. If the parents don't get along. Period.
100%.
I could be the shittiest fucking boyfriend, husband, whatever you want in the world, but at the end of the day, if I'm a great father and I'm there for them, I better have to.
I agree.
Better be part of my kid's life.
1,000%.
A kid isn't a fucking a debit card where no. you're the card. Oh, I get money for this. You know, yeah, what I mean, you don't do that shit.
You can't.
Oh, you want to see the kid? I know, baby mama. You want to see the kid? Give me child support. Like, I understand you need money. I understand you need money for the kid, but sometimes guys ain't doing as good.
I agree.
But you can't buy time. They still like a dad should still be able to see his kid without even paying child support.
So I'm gonna say one thing. I'm divorced.
Sorry to hear that.
Congratulations.
So you're single.
Oh.
Shut the fuck up.
We're so sexist. So
I'm divorced. Mike's husband was not a good husband.
Okay.
I literally hated him so much, but he was a good father. I left. I said, keep the house, keep everything. I want nothing from you. I've got my own place. He lost his job, lost his car. I moved near him to help him see our kids because I believe that if you're a good father, you should see your child.
He's awesome.
I think any woman who's going to use her child as a pawn.
Give her a bunch of points right now.
Any woman
this
who's
is amazing.
Use her child as a pawn.
Kiss her.
You think that you're hurting the male, and this is what I had to tell myself. Yeah, I fucking hate him as a husband. I hate what he did to me. I hate everything. But my children deserve a father. And if I'm willing to tell my kids, your dad's a piece of fucking shit, your dad did this, my kids know nothing about a relationship.
Have you ever felt at any point,
and
though?
And if I were to take them away, I'm abusing my children.
But at any point you've been so mad at him, you've thought, like, oh, he's not going to see the fucking kids. Has it crossed your mind?
Honestly, never.
That's insane, because I feel
honestly,
like
never.
Most girls mm-hmm. now, are they? That's their go-to.
And this is my
because
point.
They're so mad at the man that they'll
Agreed.
Say anything to hurt him. Mm-hmm. And that's never crossed
but
your mind
But the point
ever.
Is, that doesn't hurt him. It hurts your child.
Oh, yeah.
So I think if you're a woman doing that to hurt your husband or your ex, you're abusing your fucking child.
Yeah.
They're going to grow up thinking their dad's a piece of shit. Their dad doesn't care. Their dad is this. And you shouldn't have rights to your fucking child if you're willing to harm your child's
But I'll
emotions.
Also tell you right now, too. It's not that hard, too, for a fucking man to be like, all right, cool. She's doing that. I'm going to go... And
I do that. I know what you're saying.
And
that.
Make it fucking happen. It sucks that it has to get to that point, but I've met dads who are like, oh, she don't let me see
no,
her.
That's
how long has it been?
And
3 years.
Let it go.
Yeah, no.
Go to the fucking court.
No, that's
like,
what I said.
Make
like,
it happen.
My kid's mom, in the beginning, were really toxic. So it took her one time. I went to the house. It was drama. I had drama with her. They didn't call the cops on me. Well, they did call the cops, whatever. It was drama. She did that one time to me.
Guy cops or girl cops?
I'm on a PD, you know?
Oh,
so, yeah.
Man.
So anyways, I served a paper. I went to the court. I got my purple stamp. I served a paperwork. That was it. Never had a problem again. I went to court. I mean, she did my child support. We're toxic, but we're really good friends now, and I'm good with her husband.
I see that.
Yeah,
I like
we're,
that. That's badass.
We're super cool. We're super cool. But, like, I how you said, I know guys that how you said, I don't see my kid through your fucking machine. You don't let me see my kid. I go, bro, shut the fuck up. Like, if you guys watching this and you don't see your kid, then you're like a piece of shit.
Yeah.
Like,
no, really.
You know, you have your rights.
Well, I will say.
And why do girls, hold on, not you, but why do girls date guys that ain't good dads?
Because you don't
that
know
that blows my
be
fucking
a good
mind.
Dad.
And they get you, friend, and you're all butthurt that he's not. I go, dude, he had like 5 babies' moms. Like, you're a stupid chick. What, because he's popping bottles at a club? Like, you're a stupid piece of shit. You're a lame ass. Like, I don't understand girls that date bad dads.
Oh, my God.
Idiots.
For one, you probably wouldn't know.
Give me a
point. But I'm going to let that slide. But let me say this on a point that you said earlier about men who don't make the effort to go to the court and do this. I will say that I do not agree that in California, and probably a lot of people aren't going to agree with what I say, but the mom always gets the children. I don't agree with that.
No,
I don't
think
the mom is always
old.
The best mom.
Now California is shooting for 50-50.
It should be.
You,
it's very hard to take
often?
A child away from their mother. It's very
awesome.
Hard. Even if the mother is a selfish fucking piece of shit.
I love her.
It is very hard to take a child away from a
it's
mother.
It's really not no more.
Is it not?
Not in today's society.
Well, I'm happy to hear that.
No, it's and different, right?
It's more way different.
The judges are shooting for 50-50. The courts are shooting for 50-50.
My brother's been in prison like a lot. he has like two strikes and he has full custody of all his kids.
That's
so he
good.
Went to court. Like if you like those ways, there's no excuse for you not to see your kid.
I was like, there's no excuse. No, no, literally,
and you could be a foul, you could be a strike, you can have all these shit in your record. You still have your fucking rights.
Good.
You don't have a right to vote, but you have a right to be a dad. You know what I mean? Like, there's no excuse. All you dads out there, man, just not even, you're not even dad. You're like a sperm donor, or whatever you want to call it. Yeah. Like, you know.
But no, it'd be badass. I mean, if there's dads watching right now that don't understand that,
oh,
that
awesome.
They can go out and fucking go to court and be like, no, because right now it's really. The courts in California want 50-50. They want the dads just as much there as the moms.
Because the child
so it would be badass for a dad to understand right
get
now.
Get motivated.
Like, motivated to go out there and, I mean, it's
do your thing, baby. Let's go.
But they're scared.
I understand why they're scared. Chance. I mean, it's not easy. It's fucking, but you know what? To see your kid, I'll go through any fear no matter what.
Right.
You know what
exactly.
I'm saying?
Exactly.
I'll fucking go through whatever it takes.
And then when I went to court, because I don't know what I was doing, but they have programs, like, they took me upstairs, and they have attorneys that help you all fill your paperwork out. Like, they did everything for me, dude. Like, I didn't get a lawyer, I didn't do it. And my baby mom, she got an expensive-ass lawyer, like, for nothing. Like, I brought, like, it's almost like a public defender for you, like, but for your child support or child custody, both. They help you out from both. I don't know how to fill all this stupid shit out. They took me upstairs, oh, dude, you know, you did your appointment. They did it for me. It was that easy. There's ways, guys. You don't need the money for a lawyer. You don't need any of that. Mm-hmm. Just there's ways to do it. The state and this matter, the state will actually help you out.
Yeah.
As a man, I can say I went through it, and the state will actually help the guy.
And this is important shit for the. I mean, like, I'd rather have them help out people that need the help, like this.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And that's badass.
But in the same sense that I don't believe a woman should ever try to keep her children from her husband, no matter their personal relationship, a man shouldn't do the same. Because there's men doing the same thing, trying to take their children away from their mother.
I mean, I haven't
both ways
as
for
much
sure.
as that, but we all, I mean, we've seen the
statistics.
But I'm just saying for those.
No, because I mean, because your woman's rights.
Like, if you're a parent, you don't hurt.
You put your child first.
Yeah, exactly. You don't hurt your children trying to hurt the person you had a child with.
I agree. You're hurting the kid.
It's easy. It's
like
easy.
If we had. Yeah, you're gonna get angry with me, but the child's gonna be the one who's fucking has
they
lifelong.
They suffer in the end.
Yeah, it's not. You're hurting your fucking child. It's ridiculous.
And they'll know it when they get older. They're gonna.
They, yeah,
and
they're
gonna
be like,
worse.
You're a fucking cunt.
Yeah.
You know.
And that's why I always say too. I said it before. Like all these like the guys that want to leave their babies, Monica be a player, this and that. Like she's gonna end up dating somebody else, and your kids gonna be around another man. Like so, like you can't be. Oh, like you don't bring around another guy. Like. You made that decision. You want to go be a little player, do what you got to do. Like, she's going to date people. But don't be that fucking girl that either introduce your kid to everybody.
Yeah.
That's fucking retarded.
And they'll go introduce him to
someone
that's more of a piece of shit than me. Like,
yes.
Like, wait, hold on. How was it for you when your...
It wasn't... Because we were talking, so I didn't care. Like, to me, when she... Like, she's been with her husband now, like... Since my son was 1 year old around already, you know? So, like, she just dated one guy and married him, and that was it. So, I don't have to go through all that shit, you know? And then he's, like, he's my son's dad, too. Like, he earned that right, you know what I mean? Like, so, like, I didn't have to go through all that kind of shit. Like, we talked for a little bit. We got over it. Like, I go to their house. I'll take a girl to their house, and we're, like, double day at their pad, drink beer. And we go, that's crazy how you guys do that. But it just, my son loves it, dude.
That's
like,
badass.
Awesome. Yeah, like, co-parenting.
Yeah. And I'll take, because she has two of the kids with her husband. So I'll pick my son up, and I'll even take his brothers. I'll go to the movies with them. Like, your brother want to go with us? Let's go, you know? So it's kind of dope.
I've seen that. It's super cool. Or his brothers to
give
the fucking
point. Walk me a point, please.
That's a lot of points, right?
A lot of points.
Can I hear your answer?
Oh,
to what?
I was talking already. You guys, you interrupted him.
What did you say?
You interrupted him. Let me hear.
I never would.
About what?
I have no idea. She's fucking drunk.
What the fuck? That vegan Hennessy got
We told her Hennessy was vegan, so she's all just fucking pounding it.
But it isn't your opinion.
I just said I was vegan.
What?
No.
So anyway, are there only two questions you're doing today?
Your face.
What?
Your eyes are like glistening.
Thank
you. You should write a book.
give me a point for that, dude.
Hey, that sounded like The Notebook too, straight to DVD.
Somebody asked us a question. I didn't want to get into it because it's kind of weird. But like, it's a question. We're not gonna do it because
is Novel a good kisser?
Yeah. Was that you? No, they wanted to talk about like. Mediums and ghosts and all that kind of shit. But it's not even Halloween yet to talk about that kind of
stuff. Wait, like, do you believe in ghosts?
I see ghosts. Like, for sure.
You see ghosts?
Like,
have you had ghost sex?
Like, a lot.
Tell me one story.
Have you had ghost sex?
Hey, you want
to... Oh, I have a lot of stories, but I'll give you one story. Me and my brother, we were already out of high school, and we always, like, we had a stairs that went, like, zigzag, kind of. So everybody that went to our house, they always seen, like, somebody peeking downstairs. Always. Like, somebody's peeking downstairs. Who's upstairs? Oh, it's just a ghost. Like, it's always been around us. Like, it's like... It's wouldn't that be, so everybody went to our house, they always see this ghost. Like, you always, everybody's like, he's peeking down. So one day, me and my brother Johnny, and we're adults, we're down to watch TV. And I'm glad we're with each other because it's believable, you know? So the ghost actually came downstairs, like a big old black shadow went downstairs and looked at us and goes, hey, like that. So me and my brother both fucking ran out of the house on some real shit, like scared as fuck, fool, because that was kind of like too much.
Was it a big black cloud? It was a black silhouette.
So, like a shadow.
Like a shadow.
Yeah.
Like,
it goes, hey.
But like, darker.
Yeah. Like, oh, yeah. So anyway, we ran out of the house. No.
No, because a shadow, like, sometimes they're not, but like you. Yeah. I know what you're talking
so
about.
So we ran out of the house, like, kind of like, what the fuck was that, fool? Like,
so it
like,
wasn't a female ghost, because you wouldn't have been scared.
Oh, God. No, so anyways, so that's a true story. So, like, but that happened, like, even sometimes at our house, like, sometimes I'll wake up and I'll see, like, somebody, like, I'll wake up and open my eyes and I'll see somebody standing above me, like on some real shit. I go, hold on, what the fuck am I doing? I'll look up again, it'll just be there. So one time I try to kick it, some ghosts. It was like a couple days, like 2 years ago. You think I'm lying, bro? But it's some real shit.
Even, no, wait,
and then when my ex lived with me, because I don't know if I bring that kind of spirits around me, but my ex, she never seen ghosts, but we started living with me. She started seeing ghosts and she started getting really scared. Like, okay, like this is scary now. Like, you know, so it's always
so
been.
So your soul.
It's always been around. Like, it's been around me and my brothers, like our whole lives since we were kids. Like, we always seen ghosts. So I don't trip out on ghosts anymore. I see them. I'm not making stories up. This is real shit. People that go around me, if you move in with me, you can see the ghosts too. No, you won't see them.
Like Patrick Swayze.
Because yes. We're here.
He's more like a Patrick Swayze.
No, you won't see them.
Have you ever seen a ghost upstairs?
I never seen a ghost
upstairs.
The
breaks glass?
Not here. But that happened really
long
ago.
But we heard that.
Yeah, that was kind of weird.
Were we recording when that happened?
No, but
you don't remember?
No, but we did so we and my brothers talk, but we always like, it's like a regular conversation. Like, it is normal. And I believe in that because when I talk to my pastor or even David, the healer we have on a podcast, he says, like, he casts out demons, exorcists, and all that. Like, it's very real. All that stuff, spiritual world is very real. Like, it's real. So we went and said, but me and my brothers, we used to play, like, since we were kids, we always played the Ouija board, like, ever. I don't know how real that is, but we always played the Ouija board, like, our whole lives. It's kind of weird.
I mean, if spirits are real, then the Ouija board has to be
something.
Sort of fucking
I don't know how.
Open medium.
Yeah, I don't know how much the Ouija board, what that even means, but we always play. So we go, oh, you guys open up the spirit door. I don't know what the fuck, we were kids. But it's something we always see. My brother's
they're
still.
They're probably like ex-gang members coming to haunt you.
Maybe, dude, gang banging at me. No, but like, it's funny because I always tell people a story. We have so many stories about ghosts, bro. Like, I go on forever about the ghost sightings. And I'll just wake up and see, like, somebody sitting on the couch. Just some weird shit, dude. Like, just, but you kind of just go to sleep and. It's kind of just not normal, but it's like, what are you going
to
do about it? Like,
it's normal to you.
It's not normal. It'll never be normal, bro. It'll never be normal, but it's just something that I just like, I know it didn't ever hurt me before. So I just kind of just roll over and just go to bed. I don't run, you know, but
just energy.
But sometimes when it first started happening, like even out of high school, because it started happening more out of high school that I started seeing it. I thought it was drugs because, you know, I spoke a lot of Sherman Angel Dust, all the good PCP.
That's what it is, huh? That's
no,
exactly
but,
what happened.
No, but it's not. I've been sober for like 20 years. Dude.
It's still... fucks a part of your brain.
Well, whatever. So, no, because my ex, like, she don't do drugs. And she's seen it. Like, people see the drugs, you know? So, I mean, see the drugs.
Were
see
you
the
her
ghosts.
Drug?
Maybe. Her addiction, for sure. Mm-hmm. You know? Yeah. So, nobody else has ghost stories?
I've never seen a ghost. And I've done a lot of drugs.
Have you? Oh, she called me a
junkie.
Yeah, I'll call you a junkie.
She called me a junkie last episode.
What was your favorite drug yesterday?
What are you talking about? I don't do drugs anymore.
What'd you
used
to do?
I've been clean for a very long time.
For you.
But I never called you a junkie. I was saying in general. From your past.
In general, you're a junkie. That's worse.
I said, this is why.
Wait,
I said,
in general is the worst way to put it.
If you used to be a gangbanger, or you used to be a junkie, and he was like, me a junkie?
A junkie is like a tecato, huh?
You took it fucking personal.
Yeah, a junkie is
a heroin addict. I never did heroin.
Anyone, like,
I think of as a junkie, anyone who's a druggie. It's the same fucking thing in my head.
What's a druggie to you?
Someone who has a drug addictions.
Yeah, what's a drug addiction?
So would you call a junkie like someone that smokes weed?
No.
How about someone that pops pills?
Someone who's addicted to pills, cocaine, meth, heroin. Shrooms and marijuana don't count. That's natural things.
Cocaine's nice. Natural?
Cocaine's kind of natural.
Cocaine's not natural.
It's a plant.
Are you... No.
Come here often?
Let's clarify. We're not sponsored by any cocaine company or any You're fucking all, but we're cartel.
Looking. Look at his face.
Yeah, but hit us up, cartels.
No. <Don't>. Can you get a minus point for that, Wacko?
No, give me plus 69 points.
Good. Get ready? Here we go. Guys, we didn't do this already. Come on.
Your vegan ass is light.
That's what I'm saying.
I would fuck you up.
Kobe when I
would fuck you up.
Before we end the show, I want you to try pick up. Pick up Novel. See if you can, like, pick him up at a firefighter for the girls.
Oh,
let's do
God.
For the girls.
I'm not trained
let's
to
do
be
for
a
the girls.
Why would I?
But he's the lightest.
He's the lightest guy here. Pick him up for the girl. For Girl Nation.
Yeah.
You're like
5 foot.
Wow. And I can pick him up though.
It's weird because no one knows, but he sits on a booster seat the whole podcast.
Can you give a minus point? Go pick him up.
I'm not training to be a fucking firefighter.
He just drooled right now.
Damn.
I'm not training to be a firefighter. Why the fuck would I have to pick him up?
Who was that? Nobody knows.
Why can we finish? Are we over the time? Can we finish? These people are being weird.
That's a fucking question. Topic. What are we talking about right now? Are we going to start the podcast at all right now?
Start from the
beginning. Anyway.
Welcome to Street Scholars.
Wacko, let us know we're ready so we start.
Yeah. Are we about? Nope. All right.
We didn't get the girl to go, like.
Yeah, the clapper.
Oh, we started?
No, we haven't started yet.
That's what she said.
Not to me.
It's never to us,
not
right?
Just Novel. Not just Eskimo brother.
Eskimo brother.
Are we Eskimo brothers or no?
I don't know. Probably not.
Let's think about this.
Well, he's never been with men.
What?
So.
I mean, we've both been with G Money.
Oh, there we go.
That's true. Have you been with G Money?
Did Why she not yet?
We can make a family.
I like
affair.
How she didn't have an answer.
Street Scholars affair.
I said.
Oh.
Come here often? Hey, high five if you come here often. Don't let me hang. Just give me a little one. She said.
I don't know what the show. We didn't.
You just give him two fingers.
That's all I need. What?
Just on the tush. Just boop, 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 boop.
Did you quit?
You didn't even say
hot.
Goodbye.
It's been hot.
Stay classy, San Diego.